Give him praise, give him all the honor. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. Let's bless his name, magnify his name, give him praise, give him glory. Somebody that is happy to be in the presence of God, lift up your voice and let God hear your voice. Worship the name of the Lord this morning. You slept and you awoke because Christ sustained you. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Faithful God, we thank you. We worship your name. We bless and glorify your name. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We bless your holy name, Jesus, for all the great and mighty things you are doing upon our lives. We give you all the glory and honor. Lift up your voice and worship his name. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Give God praise. Give God glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the glory. Magnify the name of the Lord. Let God hear the voice of our appreciation this morning. Lifting up our voice, lifting up our hands and say, Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We thank you for all the answers to prayers. We thank you for the zeal that is upon every winner, oh God, in going out for souls. We thank you the zeal that is upon us, oh God, on prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. We thank you for all the answers to our prayers. We give you all the praise and glory. Is somebody giving God thanks? Lift up your voice and worship the name of the Lord from the depth of your heart, saying, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I magnify your name, because indeed the grace is sufficient. Oh God, in the goal, the grace, oh God, is sufficient. On the altar of prayer, the grace is sufficient. We thank you for the souls you have been bringing into this church. We return the glory back to you. This morning again, we have gathered before you. We thank you for the privilege to appear before you. The Bible says you have never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Therefore, we ask for an encounter in this meeting this morning upon this altar. We ask, oh God, visit each and every one of us. Father, and grace us with the spirit of grace and supplication. Empower us, oh God, with the spirit of grace and supplication in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cause us to pray aright this morning. Let our prayer experience answer, speedy answer this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise because we know we are returning with our blessings this morning. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. A better amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Our Lord, calling your name. Every day, your name is the same. Now I love to call your name. How I love calling your name. Calling your name every day. Oh yes, your name is the same. Your name, I love calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
you're the sweet rose of Sharon. Oh, how I love, I love, I love your name every day. Your name is the same. My almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, now and forevermore. Almighty Father,
Almighty Father
in heaven, be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh yes, now and forever. Sing Almighty Father, Almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, oh yes, thy will be done. Oh, now and forever.
Put your hands together and take your seat. We shall begin our intercession this morning by praying in this manner. Father, grant supernatural utterance to every soul winner all through this prophetic season, leading to massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, the Bible tells us, when they had Peter speak, they said to him and to the rest of the disciples, men and brethren, what shall we do? Can we rise with that scripture behind our minds and begin to pray that prayer? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, grant supernatural utterance to every soul winner all through this prophetic season,
leading to massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church. We are praying, Father, grant supernatural utterance to every soul winner within our numbers all through this prophetic season, leading to massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church in the mighty name of Jesus. We're asking God, Father, supernatural utterance to everyone amongst us going out to win souls, so that there will be a massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every soul winner within our company, they will know what to say. They will know how to say it. They will know when to say it, Lord. Every soul winner amongst our numbers, Lord, grant them supernatural utterance so that there will be a massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church. Let God hear you pray. Let God hear your voice this morning. It is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profiteth nothing. Ask that the words, Lord, which every soul winner in our numbers will speak, they will be spirit, they will be life. Supernatural utterance to every soul winner within our numbers, so there will be a massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church in this season. Lift up your voice. Let God hear you pray. Pray from the bottom of your heart. We are absolutely dependent on the right word. So pray for every soul winner within our numbers. Supernatural utterance is granted to them so that there shall be a massive salvation of souls into this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Let God hear you speak. Speak clearly to God and speak these words from the bottom of your heart. Express the desire to God. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, grant supernatural utterance to every one soul winner all through this prophetic season. Let it lead to a massive salvation and ingathering of souls into this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone going out goes out on a definite word, the word which they will not have any answer to. He said, I will give you a mouth. I will give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to gainsay or resist. Ask for supernatural utterance for every soul winner within our numbers going out this time, so that there shall be a massive salvation of souls into this church all through this great season in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will know what to say. We will know how to say it. We will know who to give what message, the right word in season. In the mighty name of Jesus, ask for supernatural utterance to every soul winner within our numbers as they go out in this season, and let it lead to a massive salvation of souls into this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the bottom of your heart. Let God hear you speak. Ask God, Father, grant supernatural utterance to every soul winner amongst us, so that there shall be a massive ingathering of souls. Now lift up your hands and begin to appreciate God, because he has said in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, we make our request known to him. So thank you, Father, because we know you have heard our voice, Lord. Blessed be your name forever, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please put your hands together. Take your seats.
Next, when we rise again, we shall be praying, saying, Father, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's priority all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards. Matthew 6 and verse 6, when thou prayest, he said, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Please join me, rise this morning, and together let's lift up our voices. Father, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's priority all to this prophetic season and beyond. Together, let's lift up our voices and engage our hearts right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are asking again, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's priority all through this prophetic season and beyond, that will lead to diverse open rewards coming the way of every winner all through this season. Lift up your voice. Let's engage this morning. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are asking again this morning, let kingdom advancement prayer become the priority of every winner. Let kingdom advancement prayer become the passion of every winner all across the globe that will lead to diverse open rewards all through this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice and ensure your voice of faith is being heard this morning. You are praying this one-line prayer asking the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are asking, let kingdom advancement prayer become the top priority in the life of every winner all across the globe. We are asking for fresh grace, fresh passion upon the hearts of every winner. Lord, to push for the advancement of your kingdom all through this prophetic season and even beyond, that will lead to diverse turnaround visitation. Lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning and get the fervency of your spirit. We are pushing this one-line prayer on behalf of every winner all across the globe. Father, we are asking, let kingdom advancement, kingdom promotion prayer become the priority in the lives of every winner all across the globe, all through this prophetic season and even beyond, that will lead to diverse turnaround visitation, breakthrough order of testimonies come in the way of every winner. Lift up your voice. Let's engage together this morning. Remember, it is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Lord, let kingdom advancement prayer become the passion. Let kingdom priority prayer become the heartbeat of every winner all through this prophetic season and even beyond. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. We are calling for fresh fire upon the prayer altar of every winner to keep advancing the cause of the kingdom. Ensure your voice of faith is ascending to heaven this morning. Engage your heart. We are praying on behalf of every winner, every of our online worshipers. Lord, let kingdom advancement prayer become the priority, become the portion of every winner all across the globe, all through this prophetic season, that pushing forward the kingdom of God. Lord, advancing the kingdom on the altar of prayer, let that be the passion of every winner all across the globe, and let it culminate in diverse turnaround testimonies, open rewards coming the way of every winner all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice. Someone pray some more this morning. Pray some more this morning. Engage your heart this morning. Lord, we are asking for you to empower every winner to understand the priority of praying for the kingdom, in advancing the kingdom on the prayer altar. Let that be the experience of every winner in a unique dimension all through this prophetic season and even beyond. Pray some more this morning, everyone, all across the nations of the earth, where you are connected this morning. Lift up your voice one more time. Father, we are asking, let kingdom advancement prayer, kingdom priority agenda, let that be the portion of every winner all across the globe, all through this prophetic season, that will be pushing for the kingdom of God, engaging on the prayer altar, and let it result in open order of testimonies, open rewards coming the way of every winner. Lift up your voice. Let's thank God again this morning. He has heard our prayers and he has answered them. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. And in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big, big hand, and you may be seated.
Next, we shall be praying, saying, Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. Lift up your voice this morning and let us engage the blood of the Lamb. Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church, even this year, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray, engaging the blood of the Lamb, the blood that speaks better things. Father, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the blood of Jesus, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church, even this year. In the name of Jesus, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Our Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning, and we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we destroy, Lord, all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, even this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, pray, engaging the blood of the Lamb. Father, this morning, by the authority in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy this morning all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart. Pray a prayer that heaven must answer today. By the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, pray from the depth of your heart. Lift up your voice. Pray with confidence in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. You said in your word, I will be my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. By the blood of the Lamb this morning, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church, even this year. In the name of Jesus, pray with faith, pray with fervency of the Spirit, engage your heart, engage your spirit in praying this prayer. Engage the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb this morning, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year. All satanic opposition to the continued growth of this church this year, we destroy them by the authority in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb. We destroy all satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church this year. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we destroy all satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, this is our outcry this morning. This is our heart desire. We are engaging the blood of the Lamb, and we destroy, Lord, all satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to give him thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put your hands together for him and please be seated.
This point we shall rise to say, Father, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, the prophet Habakkuk prayed to God, saying, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In your wrath, remember mercy. Let's rise as we pray this morning. Now, Father, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and engage confidently. The Bible says, I will build my church, the gates of hell shall not prevail. We are in another midst of the year. Let's cry out like Habakkuk. Our Father, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In your wrath, remember mercy. Let there be a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus, ensure your voice is registered in heaven, wherever you may be right now. Let's pray to the living God. He answers prayers. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, stir up a great revival. A great revival we call forth for a great revival, greater than what we have ever experienced on earth. Lord, let there be a stirring of a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath to this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call on you right now, our Father, like Habakkuk. Let there be a great revival in every nation of the earth, in every church across the nations of the earth. Lord, let there be a stirring of a great revival in every church across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let there be a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ, in your wrath, remember mercy. Our Father, let there be a move of your spirit in every church right now across the nations of the earth, in the altars, across the nations of the earth, around the pews, around the nations of the earth. Let there be a great revival among the ministers and among the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are the source of revival. We call upon you today, our Father and our God, in this midst of the year. Let there be a great revival in every church. Give us a great revival in every church. Stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Let it end in a great revival. Let it brood a great revival. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, lift your voice everywhere. We are praying this morning a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, you are no respecter of persons. You have not changed. What you did before is what you will do today in this midst of the year. Even this last month of this year's midst of the year season, stir up a mighty revival greater than ever before. Let it be burning like fire on every altar of your churches across the nations of the earth. Let it be stirred in the heart of everyone. Worshipper, every member, every believer across the nations of the earth. Oh Lord, make it the aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ, is God hearing your voice? Are you crying out this morning? The Lord heard the cry of Israel in Egypt, came down mightily. Oh God of heaven, hear our cry this morning and come down mightily. Let there be such a move in your churches across the nations of the earth like never before, swallowing up the effect of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus, revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the years. Revive thy work again in this midst of the year across our churches all over the world. Let there be such a revival as has never been recorded before. Make it an end to this noisome pestilence. Let it be the aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Somebody is praying this morning. Somebody is speaking words of faith. Our Father and our God, we give you glory because you answer prayers. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand and glorify him. Our prayers have been answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
We'll rise up to pray again and we'll be saying, Father, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Amen. John 10:5, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Please, let's rise up on our feet and lift up our voices to pray. Father, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Lift up your voice as we pray for all our new converts. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure your heart is engaged as we pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Father, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Lift up your voice everywhere. Pray with faith and fervency this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger. Continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger. Silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Father, this is our heart desire, and we pray in one accord this morning. Let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. You said in your word, a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Lift up your voice. Ensure heaven registers your voice of intercession this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Lift up your voice as we pray this one-line prayer. In the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger. Silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Ghost continue to silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our converts from being established in this church. Lift up your hands in thanksgiving. Thank him for answered prayers. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
This morning is time for personal supplication. It's a privilege, therefore, right now to go before the Lord and give expression to the desires of our hearts in prayer. As we do so, let's remember God's word in Matthew 21:22. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, the Bible says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." That shall be our portion today in Jesus' name. Amen. whether they be matters of the kingdom, ongoing operation, any other issue, as we go before the Lord, we shall receive our answers. Please rise up on your feet, wherever you may be, across the globe, and begin to pour out your soul unto God right now in prayer. Remember, all things whatsoever, as you ask, ask believing. Ask in faith, ask in confidence. We are praying to a prayer answering God. Right now, lift up your voice and begin to thank God for answered prayers. Give him praise. Give him glory. Magnify him. God has heard and answered you. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning it is testimony time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and we shall be blessed as we do. Number one, miracle job via soul winning. Hallelujah. At the beginning of the year, I believed God for supernatural turnaround. When the operation for the year was declared, I committed myself to it. I also placed myself under an oath to deliver my 7 established souls in this church, or God should count me out of his blessing package for every engaging winners this year. I am not ready to play church with this prophetic season at all. At present, by the grace of God, I have nurtured and established more than 7 souls in this church. Let's celebrate Jesus. Then God showed up. The organization that I submitted my curriculum vitae to at the beginning of the year invited me for interview during the week of spiritual emphasis for July 1st. On Friday, I attended the interview. 4 people were called for the interview, but to the glory of God, I was the only one chosen. Hallelujah. Though I was the least qualified, God's grace distinguished me. I have picked up my employment letter with good packages. The testifier is Esegene T. Let's put our hands together for Jesus in appreciation. Number 2, 5-year barrenness terminated. We got married in 2008. Since then, we believe God for the fruit of the womb. In January 2013, I attended the first miracle baby service. During the service, the bishop instructed us to place our baby items on our laps, but I carried mine all through the service. Meanwhile, before the service, I told God to send me my word that would change my life, and if it doesn't, I will not go home. I came to church that day, listened carefully, and got a word from Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, that whatever name Adam gave them, that was what they were called. When I got home, my husband and I prayed on the baby items. We said, whatever name the bishop has called you, that is what you will bear. To the glory of God, God has blessed me with the fruit of the womb. Hallelujah. The testifier is Kayode Angela. Please, let's rise on our feet. Lift up your hands in appreciation to the Almighty God for these testimonies.
Shall we lift our voices, give glory to God for these marvelous works, the doings of the Lord in our midst, give him praise. Let your voice of gratitude and thanksgiving be heard on high. Celebrate him and give him the glory that is due unto his name. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Also begin thanking him for the answers to our prayers. We have not prayed in vain nor in storage, but God has heard us and answered us, granting us every one of our desires. Give him the glory due unto him this morning. And now begin to ask him to speak to you today. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. We have come to hear directly from you this morning. Speak to us today, Lord. Let your word come forth and let it transform us. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come with gratitude in our hearts for your goodness. Thank you for your marvelous works in our midst. The testimonies we have heard are your doings, and for it we say we are grateful. Lord, for the answer to our prayers this morning, we say thank you. And now, Lord, we are before your word. We ask that you will open our hearts to receive your word this morning. And by your word, let each one of us be transformed. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. A line of exhortation which we began looking at yesterday for this week is biblical proofs and benefits of a revival. Biblical proofs and benefits of a revival. The scripture makes it abundantly clear to us that every revival or every move of God carries specific evidences or proofs and benefits to those that engage with it. And what we began to look at from yesterday are what are those evidences or proofs that point to the fact that there is a move of God, and then what are the benefits for those that engage with it. And this morning we are going to go further as we examine these proofs and these benefits. And I see each one of us taking our rightful position in this move of God And as a result of that, reaping the rewards that have that are available to us in the name of Jesus. Number one, it's important to note that every revival is accompanied with massive salvation of souls. Every revival is accompanied with massive salvation of souls. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 2, the Bible says there, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. And we have been told that what it means there is make known thy power. In wrath, remember mercy. And we are told in verse 13 of this scripture, Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 13, it said, thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people. It says, even for the salvation with thy anointed, thou woundest the head of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Thou went out for the salvation. That is the purpose for the revival. The salvation of the souls of many. And when we look at the record of the, you know, early church, and we see the first move of the Spirit in the early church, you will discover that the clear evidence in that move was salvation of souls. In the book of Acts chapter 2, we are told from verse 1 to 4, how that the Holy Ghost came down and began to move among the people, and what was the result of it. In verse 41, we are told there, it says, and they gladly received the word and were baptized. And the same day, it said, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So you find the move of God being evidenced by massive salvation. How many were there before the 3,000 souls were added to them? 120. But the moment the move began, salvation of souls in torrents began. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, we are told there, Peter speaking, he said to the people, he said, repent and be converted. Conversion means salvation. That your sins may be blotted out and the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. And what was the result of that? Chapter 4, verse 4. He said there, as a result of that, many of them which heard the word believed. And the number of the men was about 5,000. Salvation of souls. Acts chapter 5 and verse 14. The Bible tells us there, again, massive salvation by the move of the Spirit. He said, believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. So you discover that the move of the Spirit is evidenced by great salvation of souls. Massive salvation of souls. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, we see again there, and the word of the Lord increased. The number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Like we know, the priests were the greatest antagonists of the gospel. They were the enemies of the early church. But when the move of the Spirit came, every one of the antagonists became defenseless. And they were added to the church. You saw people being saved in droves by reason of the move of the Spirit in a revival. So one of the great evidences of any revival is massive salvation. Massive salvation. And if you have been hearing even within this season, you will discover within this midst of the year season, massive salvation. God's servant, our Father, has been telling us about the various, you know, count of souls that God has been bringing on the harvest field. Massive salvation. If any one of us have been sensitive, when you go to the harvest field, there is massive reception and massive conversion just taking place in their droves. Why? Because in the season of revival, that is one of the evidences. You find individuals turning to the Lord swiftly, quickly in their droves. That is the evidence of a revival. So if you are observant and you notice that these are the things taking place, then what God is showing to you is this. You are in a revival. This is a revival. And if it is a revival, then it means that there must also be benefits. So if we see the proof of the revival, what are the benefits that accrue to those that engage with it? We'll look at one of them here this morning. And that is engaging with the move of God engenders supernatural change of story. Engaging with the move of God engenders supernatural change of story. Again, we look at that book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. We had seen in verse 2, he said, revive thy work in the midst of the year. In the midst of the year, make known thy power, and in wrath remember mercy. And verse 17 down to verse 19, it said, there, although the fig tree does not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields yield no meat, and the flocks be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He said, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. You discover that a revival brings about change of story. In fact, you can say that a revival is a factory for change of story. If you look at the words he used there, he will make my feet and he will make me to walk. He produces these proofs, these testimonies in our lives as we engage in the process. Every revival has its demands, and those who meet the demands naturally experience the change of story. Look at the testimony that we heard this morning. That individual said, I wasn't ready to play church. I'm not just ready to be an attendee. I'm not just ready to be registered as a member. He said, I told God, if I do not deliver, he said, count me out of the blessings of the season. That is somebody who has laid upon him necessity. That's how Paul put it. He said, the necessity is laid upon me. He had put upon himself that necessity. And what was the result? He said he went for an interview where there were four of them, and he was the least qualified. And even in a race, they give 1, 2, 3. Before they were actually, there's no prize for four. And he was the least qualified, and yet the least became the first. On the basis of the grace of God that was bestowed upon him by his engagement in the season. Every revival will always bring opportunity for change of story. Luke chapter 22, verse 25 to 27. Jesus put it this way. He said, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship, and those that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. He said, but you shall not be so. He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, let him be as he that doth serve. Look at verse 27. For whether is greater he that seated at meat or he that serveth? It's not he that seated at meat. He said, but I am among you as he that serveth. Jesus came and became the example of greatness. But he said the pathway to that was stooping down in service. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2, he said there concerning Jesus, he said, wherefore he has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. He was exalted to the top, change of position, change of story. But how did he get there? He got there on the platform of stewardship. The Bible says he took upon him the form of a servant. Engaging with the season produces change of story. I see each one of us experiencing supernatural change of story in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like us to remember this morning that God does not promote groups. God promotes individuals. He does not promote groups. He promotes individuals. Psalm 75, verse 6, verse 5, 6 and verse 7. Psalm 75, verse 6 and verse 7. It says, Psalm 75, verse 6 and verse 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. He said in verse 7, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. It is one by one. Promotion is never about groups, but about individuals. May God grant each one of us grace to register by labor among those that will be promoted by his mighty hand. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Shall we rise on our feet this morning and take grace from God? Lord, I receive grace to be registered among those that will be promoted to register by labor in this season among those that will be promoted. Lord, I receive that grace this morning. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice, and pray from the depth of your heart. Lift your voice. I take grace this morning to register by labor among those that will be promoted in this season, those that will enjoy change of story in this season. I receive grace, Lord, to register by labor among those that will experience change of level in this season, change of story in this season. I take that grace this morning. 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 Now lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to glorify God for it. Thank him for the grace made available to you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand as you receive our fund.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One of the greatest assets of and I walk with God is passion. What do I call it?
Passion.
And now wait a minute. Passion is not a gift. It's an outward expression of where your heart is. Passion is not an endowment. It's not a product of impartation. This they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves unto the Lord. So where their heart is, was what they were giving expression to. I found me a man with a heart for me. And you could see the heart. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? 1 Samuel 17, 26 and 36. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God? 36. He said, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, saying he has defied the armies of the living God." An expression of where your heart is. I wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost when I said, "Jesus, make sure I do not leave this village where I met it." Passion. An expression. Now, you have filled with the Holy Ghost, you are anointed, you are everything. But without passion, you don't have fuel. Without fuel, you can't push a car to start. It takes a heart for God to be passionate for souls. It takes a heart for God. Last Sunday, our team saw 1,366 souls into our various cell fellowships. Amen. We are not counting those who had it on their own. Something they are still calling to find out how many of them were up on any of their platforms. Praise God. If you make another law, I will pray and find a way around it. There is no law you can make in this world until you lock up with a padlock everybody's mouth. As long as you can't lock up telephone, you can't lock this thing up. If you invest just 10 or 1,000 naira on telephone, you can get 10 souls. I have a leading to bless you this morning, and after blessing him, you know, one way to retain the blessing is to surrender your life to Christ. You can't remain in darkness and overcome darkness. You may have a relief as I pray, but you can't have liberty without having the Son of God. Would you like me to pray for you? On the spot, yes. Pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sins. Otipari. You stop telephone, everything will stop. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A passion for God is the only way to maximize one's destiny in life. I wrote in my note as I was waiting on the Lord that no one's destiny can be any more glorious than his passion for God. No one's destiny can be any more glorious than his or her passion for God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It hasn't entered the heart of any man what God has prepared for them that love him. Can I hear your amen? Amen. What God has prepared for them that love him. I led those villagers to Christ through prayers. No argument. Bless your farm, bless this and bless that. And now, you know what? You want this place to remain? Pray this prayer after me. Now, next Sunday, come to my house. I'll pray again for you. Not I will preach to you, I'll pray for you. And I preach, then I pray. Amen. Awesome God. There's always a way out. You know, the zeal of God has consumed me. That was spoken about Jesus. And we sing, it burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. And a fire that cannot be quenched. Thank you, Jesus. No force under heaven can put the church under. I'm telling you the truth. No force from hell can put the church under. No court of power can put the church under. No principalities and powers can put the church under. He's made Jesus the head of principalities and power for the church.
Hallelujah.
Aditunio. It's a mystery. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Sir, no devil can tamper with your glorious destiny with a true passion for Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Ask for fresh passion. Fresh passion. For God and for the interest of his kingdom. Ask for fresh passion. Zarote kredia baratange okaka kato tapreti anoza. Shiele karado setia embrabalaka kakakatuali. Receive that. Today is only Tuesday. You have all it takes to bring in 7 this coming Sunday. You have all it takes to bring 10 if you desire so. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Well, the good news is from our own team, since this midst of the year began, we have seen 4,891 souls coming to church. Awesome God. Friend, I've been in this since 76. Consciously so. I've been doing it before, but consciously so. On the Matthew 63 platform. Consciously so. Consciously so. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now imagine the converts of each one, each soul winning partnership. Man, we are in for the best of time.
Amen.
I see all star 7 services.
Amen.
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 Awesome God.
Awesome.
Now, what will the devil do now? He'll be crying. Because in a bottomless pit where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. So Satan is a chief mourner. Morning, day, and night, and that forever.
Amen.
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 Many are equipped to go beyond 7. Many, 10. A number 20. So grace to reach your benchmark of many that will cause your star to rise. Come on now, lift up your two hands and receive it. Passion is not a gift. Passion cannot be imparted. It's purely an expression of where your heart is. Wherever a man's treasure is, there is heart to be also. Grace to reach my benchmark of many, so my star can rise. For they that torment to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Now, go in peace. Amen. The day is declared. One more time, your business breakthrough testimony day. Amen. Your career breakthrough testimony day. Amen. Now, go forth with this fresh passion. Amen. And see many turn to Christ. Amen. The week is declared a bumper harvest feed for every one of us. Amen. A bumper harvest free feed for every soul winning partnership. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And every blessing, including the change of story package that comes along with everyone engaging in a soul, in a revival season like this, be your portion.
Amen.
You will hit surprises.
Amen.
Positive surprises.
Amen.
Divine surprises.
Amen.
To the glory of God.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice and give glory to God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor and worthy of all adoration. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. You are blessed.